Spiritual Gifts, Volume 2. Preface. Having borne my testimony, and scattered several books containing my visions, in the Eastern, Middle, and Western states, and formed many happy acquaintances, I have felt it my duty to give to my friends and to the world a sketch of my Christian experience, visions, and labors in connection with the rise and progress of the third angel's message. In preparing the following pages, I have labored under great disadvantages, as I have had to depend in many instances on memory, having kept no journal till within a few years. In several instances I have sent the manuscripts to friends who were present when the circumstances related occurred, for their examination before they were put in print. I have taken great care, and have spent much time, in endeavoring to state the simple facts as correctly as possible. I have, however, been much assisted in arriving at dates by the many letters which I wrote to Brother S. Howland and family, of Topsham, Maine. As they for the period of 5 years have the care of my Henry, I felt it my duty to write to them often, and give them my experience, my joys, trials, and victories. In many instances I have copied from these letters, as the cry of Mormonism is often raised, especially in the West, at the introduction of the Bible argument of the perpetuity of spiritual gifts. I have felt anxious that my brethren should know what my experience has been, and where it has been, when at Knoxville, Iowa, March, 1860, we learned that a man had been reporting that he knew me and my husband 20 years ago, when we were leaders among the Mormons at Nauvoo. At that time I was only 12 years old. The statements in this work, backed up by the testimonies of those who have been personally acquainted with my experience and labors for the past 16 years, may help the minds of some. The tongue of slander will not harm unworthy me. It has been with the hope to benefit, in some degree, the cause of truth, that I have prepared this work. And may God add His blessing, that it may feed and cheer the little flock. Ellen G. White.